भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So first we can say a few words about Ishwara Puri, who was the celebrated spiritual master of the most merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavana, Gaur Hari. So, as we know, Ishwara Puri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri initiated the worship of Radha and Krishna within our sampradaya. And very exalted devotee. There's so many different pastimes of Madhavendra Puri in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The most famous, one of the most famous stories is how Lord Krishna, Gopinath, actually stole a pot of sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri. So therefore, Krishna, the Gopinath deity, which is situated at Remuna, which is just north of Jagannath Puri, I had the opportunity of visiting there. So therefore, Krishna became, at that time, became known as Shirachora Gopinath. Lord Chaitanya heard this pastime, this narration from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. And when Lord Chaitanya visited Remuna, he was remembering, thank you, he was remembering this pastime, how he had heard this narration from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. So, Ishwara Puri took care of his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, even when Madhavendra Puri became very invalid and could not properly clean himself. Then Ishwara Puri took up the very humble service of cleaning Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had another disciple, Ramachandra Puri. Is that his name, Ramachandra Puri? Who was a very critical devotee. So we see of the two devotees, disciples of Madhavendra Puri, just see, by this service to a spiritual master, Ishwara Puri was able to become the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya set that example that we need a spiritual master. Similarly, Lord Krishna himself accepted Sandipani Muni as his spiritual master. Just to set the example that we need a living guru who can instruct us. Because we have so many different ideas about what we can and can do for Krishna, what we cannot do for Krishna. But the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada uses the example, just like in the office, you have to obey the orders of the office manager. Prabhupada used the example of just like if you worked at the Ford company and you tell the office manager, look, I'm not working for you. I'm working for Mr. Ford. The office manager will tell you, okay, you're fired. Get out. Say like that. You have to please the office manager. So in the same way, we need a living guru. There are so many devotees who may claim to be disciples of different spiritual masters. Of course, we have the devotees who claim to be disciples of Srila Prabhupada, even though he left this world. And they can be Siksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada, as we all are. In ISKCON, we will follow Srila Prabhupada. Explained that his books will be the law books of ISKCON for the next 10,000 years. And therefore, we were all Siksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada in that way. So anyway, Ishwara Puri, he got the special mercy of becoming the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And Lord Chaitanya respected that very much. And he also respected all of the disciples of Ishwara Puri and Madhavendra Puri. He respected them as his spiritual uncles. His spiritual uncles and, of course, his spiritual godbrothers. There was one disciple of Ishwarapuri, Govinda, who was specifically ordered to serve Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was questioned about this, especially by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. How can you accept such service from your godbrother? So Lord Chaitanya's only reply was, this was the order of my spiritual master. This was the order of Ishwarapuri. Right before he left his body, Ishwarapuri told Govinda, now you serve Lord Chaitanya as a humble servant. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya accepted this service. Okay, so we'll begin now speaking on this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the fifth canto, entitled The Creative Impetus. Chapter 14, entitled The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. I believe today's text is 30, isn't it? We did 29 yesterday. So again, it's a prose verse. It's a very difficult verse to recite. So I would like to recite the word for word, at least in that way we're reciting the verse and getting an understanding of the different Sanskrit translations. So please repeat. Yada. When. Pankandibi. By Pashandis. Godless atheists. Atma. Manchitai. Who themselves are cheated. Tai. By them. Uru. More and more. Vanchitaha, being cheated. Brahmakulam, the bona fide Brahmanas, strictly following the Vedic culture. Samasvasan, settling among them to advance spiritually. Tesham, of them. The Brahmanas who strictly follow Vedic principles. Shiham, the good character. Upanayan, Adi, beginning with offering the sacred thread, or training the conditioned soul to qualify as a bona fide Brahmana. Shrauta, according to the Vedic principles. Smarta, according to the authorized scriptures derived from the Vedas. Karma, anustanina, the performance of activities. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yagya, Purusasya, who is worshipped by Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Aradhanam, the process of worshipping him. Eva, certainly. Tat, Arochayan, not finding pleasure in it. Due to its being difficult for unscrupulous persons to perform. Shudra, Kulam, the society of Shudras. Bhajate, he turns to. Nigama, Achare, in behaving according to Vedic principles. Ashuditaha, not purified. Yasya, of whom? Mituni, Bhavaha, sex enjoyment, or the materialistic way of life. Kutumba, Bharanam, the maintenance of the family. Yata, as it is. Vanara, Jatahe, the society of monkeys, or the descendants of the monkeys. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The pseudo-swamis, yogis, and incarnations who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are known as Pashyandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement. And whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in his turn. When one is thus cheated, he sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles. Brahmanas are those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Vedic rituals. However, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Shudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by sex may be called descendants of monkeys. So please repeat. We'll repeat the translation. The pseudo-swamis, yogis and incarnations, who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are known as Pashyandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement. And whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in his turn. When one is thus cheated, he sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles, Brahmanas, or those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Vedic rituals. However, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Shudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals, like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by sex may be called descendants of monkeys. This is a very heavy verse, and it's an equally heavy purport. Some may consider this purport rated X. The things that Srila Prabhupada are about to say are very profound. However, we should understand Srila Prabhupada is helping us to detach ourselves from this glare, this binding force of the material world. Very binding force. So we'll hear Srila Prabhupada's purport. By fulfilling the process of evolution from the aquatics to the animal platform, a living entity eventually reaches the human form. The three modes of material nature are always working in the evolutionary process. Those who come to the human form through the quality of sattva gun were cows in their last animal incarnation. Those who come to the human form through the quality of Rajogun were lions in their last animal incarnation. And those who come to the human form through the quality of tamoguna were monkeys in their last animal incarnation. In this age, those who come through the monkey species are considered by modern anthropologists like Darwin to be descendants of monkeys. We receive information herein that those who are simply interested in sex are actually no better than monkeys. Monkeys are very expert in sexual enjoyment. And sometimes sex glands are taken from monkeys and placed in the human body so that a human being can enjoy sex even in old age. In this way, modern civilization has advanced. Many monkeys in India were caught and sent to Europe so that their sex glands could serve as replacements for those of old people. Those who actually descend from the monkeys are interested in expanding their aristocratic families through sex. In the Vedas, there are also certain ceremonies especially meant for sexual improvement and promotion to higher planetary systems where the demigods are enjoying sex. The demigods are also very much inclined towards sex because that is the basic principle of material enjoyment. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis, and incarnations when he approaches them to be relieved of material miseries. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis, and incarnations when he approaches them to be relieved of material miseries. When the conditioned soul is not satisfied with them, he comes to devotees and pure brahmanas who try to elevate him for final liberation from material bondage. However, the unscrupulous conditioned soul cannot rigidly follow the principles prohibiting illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Thus, he falls down and takes shelter of people who are like monkeys. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulative principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys, as confirmed by Darwin. In this verse, it is clearly stated, Yata Vanara Jatehe. Thus ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Tamanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahaganat Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah He Krishna Kununa Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Srila Prabhupada is speaking very heavily because it takes quite a bit of a jerk to yank us from our material attachments, which are basically the rajas, tamas, gunas, especially the rajas, tamas, gunas. Although the sattva guna is also very alluring, very attractive, and very addictive, but the rajas and tamas gunas are especially. Just when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, he was noting how prominent and how much this West is especially being forced by the rajas and tamas gunas, especially the tamas gunas, but there's much rajas. So, as we know that these gunas, as is explained, that the mode of passion, it causes a disturbance. And very rightly so, Srila Prabhupada is using the example of the monkey here. Anyone from India, they know when the monkey arrives, it only means one thing: trouble. It only means one thing. My last trip to India, I had the opportunity to visit and travel different places. So one place I was able to go to is Jaipur, which is the home of Radha Govindaji, and the people there are very, very supportive, very attached. The entire town is built around Radha Govindaji. There's also Radha Gopinath there. And I'm just remembering, on the way, you also can visit Radha Madan Mohan in Karoli. And that's quite a trek. That's quite a trek to reach Radha Madan Mohan, which is the deity of Sanatan Goswami, and then Rupa Goswami, and Gopinachi is the deity of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, thank you. So anyway, I was sitting there, and there's so many Raja's palaces there that you can visit. I was being guided. I had the blessed opportunity of being guided by Badri Narayan Prabhu on that visit. He was going, and I begged him if I could tag along because I'd never been to these places. And actually, when you go from that's right from Vrindavan. And then the next stop along that line is Srinathdwar. So I had the opportunity of visiting Srinathdwar, which is connected to today's class with Ishwara Puri. Because Madhavendrapuri Prabhu found that deity, Srinathji. Madhavendrapuri found that deity. Prabhupada makes note of that. That deity is now, the deity that Madhavendrapuri found is now being worshipped in Nathdwar. Prabhupada makes note of that in the purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that deity was established by Braja, the grandson of Lord Krishna himself. But anyway, I was sitting in one of the Raja's palaces, and lo and behold, the monkey showed up. And the Western people were very enamored by the monkey, trying to feed the monkey and etc. Until the monkey stole something from them, then it was quite an upsetting thing. Because the monkeys are trained. They know if they take something, they can sell it back to you. I was once visiting Vrindavan, and we were going to circumambulate Radha Govinda temple there in Vrindavan. So there were many monkeys there. And I was thinking, I want to take this opportunity of circumambulating Radha Govindaji's temple. So just less than a fifth of the way through the circumambulation, I was surrounded by not less than 100 monkeys, all staring me in the face, like, we're going to attack you. This may be the end. I was thinking, what could be more fortunate than to be devoured by these animals right here in the Holy Dham? What more fortunate opportunity could I have to leave my body? My ticket back to Godhead. Probably makes note, whoever leaves their body in the Holy Dham. And I was just reading that Corky Shordas Babaji Maharaj was once honoring Prasadam and some dog from the Holy Dham. He was sitting in the Holy Dham and some dog came to eat from his plate. And the disciple stopped the dog, but Corky Shordas Babaji Maharaj said, "Oh, if you're going to stop this creature of the Holy Dham from eating from my plate, then I'm also going to stop eating. This creature is very special. Very special. He's one of the creatures of the Holy Dham. Animals of the Holy Dham." So anyway, as the monkeys were staring at me and approaching closer and closer, all of a sudden they started backing off. Couldn't understand why, but they started backing off. And lo and behold, here comes a 99-year-old lady carrying a stick. Now, Srila Prabhupada warns that if you take the stick and raise it to the monkeys, you're going to be their dinner. But she knew the art. She knew the art. That you carry the stick. She's carrying it just as a sannyasi carries a danda. Of course, she wasn't. I'm not trying to imply that. But you carry it like that. You hold the stick there. And you tap the ground. It's some type of a secret that the Brijvasis know. If you tap the ground, the monkeys know that not to bother you. Somehow there's some arrangement by Krishna that if you tap the stick like that, the monkeys back off. Because just like Prabhupada said in the Gurukul, that the teachers, yes, should have a little stick. Not that they hit the student. Prabhupada said like that. Not that you hit the student, but you show the stick, meaning that I'm going to punish you. So somehow the monkeys understand that with this stick I will be punished. Even though there's 100 of them and a 99-year-old lady standing there with some Westerner who's ready to, you know, faint or, you know, just whatever. Still, the monkeys backed off. And somehow or other, I was able to complete my parikram 3 times around Radha Govindaji behind the safe shelter of this 99-year-old, very saintly lady who saved my existence for some time anyway, and saved by Krishna. So anyway, we have to know the art of warding off this sex life. We have to know the art. And Srila Prabhupada makes many, many references. He makes many references how we can do this. So Srila Prabhupada said that in his opinion, the best way to ward off this sex attraction in the material world is by performing the Sankirtan Yajna. By performance of the Sankirtan Yajna. Everyone is attracted by this sexual energy in the material world. And as Prabhupada points out, even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, ran after Mohini Murti at full speed. No one can run from Lord Shiva. But in the Bhagavatam, it explains he ran at full speed, wanting to embrace her. And then she disappeared, and Lord Shiva could not find her, but he was looking all over for her. So this is the warning. This is the warning. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya and, of course, Srila Prabhupada set the same example, that when we preach, we try to preach renunciation as much as possible. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada said this was Lord Chaitanya's message when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote this shloka in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada explains, Lord Chaitanya had the most beautiful wife. Of course, we understand she was non-different than Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Non-different. The most beautiful cooperative wife. No one could expect such a beautiful servant in the family life. And his mother, Lord Chaitanya's mother, equally qualified, both in the spiritual sense and the material sense. So he had the most perfect home situation. But still, Lord Chaitanya left home because he wanted to set this example. He wanted to set this example that at some time or other in our life, these things have to be given up. These things have to be given up. But Srila Prabhupada makes note here that if we try to renounce too early, Srila Prabhupada said that even the disciples of the Krishna consciousness movement try to form societies. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulative principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. I'm not exactly sure what it is that Srila Prabhupada is specifically pointing out here, but I'm going to guess that it was that one time Srila Prabhupada's disciples formed a Gopi Bhava club right here in Los Angeles to meet specifically to discuss the pastimes of the gopis. And I wasn't here. Fortunately, I was protected from all these things. I only heard about it later after Srila Prabhupada left the planet. I read some of his letters and I read about this. It's there. I'm not exactly sure to what extent they were doing, but we understand in India that these people, they also dress as gopis. And I think Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Ramakrishna used to also do like that. And one time he probably notes that he was saying, he could not go before Krishna because of his monthly curse. So Srila Prabhupada did not approve of this. And the disciples even met with Srila Prabhupada. They said, but Srila Prabhupada, we're only reading your books here. And so Srila Prabhupada said that he used the example, there are many, many medicines in the pharmacy. All of them are bona fide, but not all of them will cure your ailment. Some of them may make it worse. Some of them may even kill you. One day I was doing the prescriptions, and after I do the prescriptions, I have to print them out. So somehow or other, either I read it wrong or I hit the wrong button or whatever. So the doctor looked at this. He said, Govinda, this prescription you just wrote will kill somebody. So similarly, not all of the... That's just a warning. If you come into the office and I give you a prescription, you should definitely read the label. I'll tell you right now, I am subject to making mistakes. So anyway, the point is that not all of the prescriptions will cure our ailments. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada told the disciples at that time, I do not approve of this. I do not approve of this. And we see Srila Prabhupada's example to his last breath, that he simply kept a very simple life. And even though sometimes Srila Prabhupada felt it difficult and even impossible to control his advanced moods, sometimes Srila Prabhupada would sit on the Vyasasana and go into ecstasy and even start crying. He would become totally choked up. We have that experience here in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, again, when I say we, I mean the Krishna conscious movement. I wasn't here. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana. He was thanking the devotees for preaching, distributing books, and pushing on the Sankirtan movement, he became so choked up. And he said, I'm thanking you for helping me serve my spiritual master in this way. And as we heard, Srila Prabhupada here, when we purchased the temple, Srila Prabhupada said to his spiritual master, this is my offering to you. This is my offering to you, these disciples. So Srila Prabhupada kept his, I guess I should say his profile or his emotions like that, that he simply wanted to show this example of preaching. It's like sometimes devotees want to know, well, a devotee recently posted it on the internet that we have to show and start preaching about spontaneous devotional service. I'm not exactly sure what he was alluded to, but I was thinking we should spontaneously want to go on Harinam. We should spontaneously want to go on book distribution. When we see a guest, we should spontaneously want to preach and reach out to that guest. When we see a devotee having difficulty, we should spontaneously want to reach out and grab onto that devotee and pull him back. Not that we shout, you're in Maya. Just see, I knew it all along. You weren't really a devotee, as we sometimes did in the past. Chastise that devotee. He's in Maya. And one time a devotee, sannyasi, had became attracted to a lady. And another sannyasi shouted at him in front of all the devotees. And Prabhupada became so upset at that sannyasi. Chastised him. Now you've made it impossible for him ever to return again to ISKCON. Prabhupada said like that. Now you've made it impossible for him to return. Because as we know in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. Right? So we have to understand that whenever we're dishonored, how we feel, similarly, this devotee will also feel. And Prabhupada makes note in the Bhagavad Gita for one who, this is from the 12th chapter, I'm not exactly remembering the exact translation of the verse, but for one who doesn't cause other devotees to be in distress, he's very dear to Krishna. He's very dear to Krishna. So therefore, as we know, this sex attraction, Lord Shiva became inquisitive. And therefore he chased after Mohini Murthy. Krishna warned him ahead of time. This is very dangerous. No, Krishna, I want to see this incarnation. Similarly, Lord Brahma became attracted to his daughter. So Prabhupada points out again and again, it's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, this association. So dangerous, Prabhupada would quote Chanakya Pandit, that one should not sit alone with his mother. One should not sit alone with his mother, with his daughter, or even with his sister. The warning is there. So therefore, we have to help each other, encourage each other to join the Sankirtan movement. And I read a few places. I don't have the quotes here. I have other quotes here. Srila Prabhupada quotes how Lord Brahma has a very, very good wife, Saraswati. And Prabhupada makes note, he said, such a good wife will help one advance in Krishna consciousness, will help one advance. Whereas other types of wives, they will try to drag one down. Oh, what do you need? Let's work very hard and do this. Let's not, you know, this Krishna consciousness things, they don't help us pay the bills. We can do this and do that instead. Otherwise, may try to drag you away from Krishna consciousness, but there are many beautiful ladies that will help the husband become more Krishna conscious. And similarly, there are very many good men that will help their wives become Krishna conscious. This is the union that Srila Prabhupada encouraged. This is the union that Srila Prabhupada encouraged. And that union will help us become freed from the allurements of the material world and acting like monkeys, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out. We have to be very, very careful in this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada notes that. Very interesting, Srila Prabhupada makes note of Darwin. In a couple of days, it will be his birthday. I think his 201st birthday. I was looking up on the internet the other day. There's some note about Darwin. So somehow or other, Darwin gets... Srila Prabhupada is using Darwin to confirm that some of the people, yes, are indeed descendants of monkeys. But as Prabhupada said to the devotees, we are all descendants of Krishna. If we're asked, what is our gotra? What are we replied? We're from the Achyuta gotra. We're from the gotra of Lord Krishna. So anyway, we can stop here. There's many things I had, of course, marked to read. But there's not sufficient time. We've gone over time. Are there any corrections? Archita Prabhu wants to.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice presentation. I think it's just worth mentioning that maybe your guess is not correct.
Okay.
Because Prabhupada said in this purport that he's talking about monkey-like disciples who cannot follow principles. Those who were in the Gopi Baba Club were not necessarily breaking principles at all. They were just prematurely trying to be gopis in Krishna's Leela.
Okay.
And therefore, those who were in male bodies were dressing in saris and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean they were breaking principles. It's just that they were misguided. And even today, we see a lot of neophytes immediately want to jump to Radha Krishna Leela. And, you know, they think, I can't be anything else but a gopi in the spiritual world. Otherwise, you know, that's neophyte. So that's what was going on. The neophyte devotees were trying to prematurely promote themselves to the platform of gopis in Krishna's Leela. But they weren't necessarily breaking principles. Prabhupada is talking here specifically about breaking the principles. Monkey-like devotees who cannot follow the principles.
Strict regulations.
And there were many of those, obviously. Many devotees fell down. And some even, like you said, formed societies based on sex. They told him, Swamiji, you're denying the basic, you know, principles of human existence, because they couldn't follow strictly. Therefore, they had to make some philosophy that it was okay not to follow. That's what Prabhupada is talking about.
As I pointed out before, these questions and comments are the most enlivening part of the class, for sure. Nikama Prabhu had his hand quickly raised. That's who I saw next, and then we'll have Sri Sachi. If I offended any of the devotees about the Gopi Baba Club, I want to apologize, because if we offend devotees, our Krishna consciousness is finished. So please forgive me. And those that I did offend, let me rectify myself somehow or other. Tell me how I can. But again, I want to at least make note to apologize. Nikama Prabhu?
In relation to this comment by Archita Prabhu,
okay,
that in the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey-like disciples, I think we can also consider it beyond just the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON society, that there are many devotees who are involved in the Krishna consciousness movement. It's not necessarily ISKCON devotees. And I think, if I'm not correct, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the Gopi Baba situation happened after Srila Prabhupada had already written this fifth canto.
I'm not sure of the timing, but I remember it was 76.
Yeah, the fifth canto was done in 74.
Okay.
In that neighborhood. So I think we can also take it a little bit further and say that beyond ISKCON society, that there are many devotees involved in Krishna consciousness movement who are trying to spread or partake in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement.
He does call them disciples here.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, many disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta as well.
I see. Okay, thank you for that point. That's good about the timing also. Sri Sachi. We'll probably have to continue the discussion after this last comment. We'll have to continue the discussion privately here, because we're running out of time.
Thank you, Prabhu. This is sort of on a separate subject matter. You mentioned the demigods are very much interested in sex life.
Prabhupada mentions that. I just read that report.
So we know that a lot of the demigods, they're married, like Indra and Sachi, etc. But we also hear many pastimes of the Apsaras, Gandharvas, and the Bhagavatam. It appears that they're engaged in illicit sex. Is that something sinful? Or, in other words, are they exempt from the regulation of illicit sex?
A very interesting question about sinful activities are known as vikarma, or activities that are keeping us in the material world. So we understand sex is the most hridaya granti. Prabhupada speaks about it being the most binding knot in the material world. Is my answer. Sir Prabhu has a comment. Unless his hand's up there like Krishna.
What Arjita said wasn't complete. If one is a monkey disciple and falls down physically, that's a physical fall down. But worse than a physical fall down, we read in Srila Prabhupada's books, and it's been said many times, is a philosophical fall down. And there's never, it's not that one matures and then he dresses up like a gopi and dances. Prabhupada taught his disciples never take on that kind of philosophical misconception. So that was also monkey-like philosophical fall down, which is actually worse than a physical fall down.
Interesting. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.